Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
Next station is Nine Elms.
There's an announcement you may never have heard before. We're at Nine Elms, one of two new Northern Line stops just added to that world-famous tube map. Just down the line, 150 people gathered at Battersea Power Station at 5 a.m. to grab the first train out. Engineering here began in 2015, so what does it take to build an enormous project like this? Well, there really could only be one song to send off the trains heading out on the first extension to the Northern Line for 80 years. The Jam's Going Underground began playing as Mayor Sadiq Khan and Transport Secretary Grant Shapps rode up the escalators together at the brand new Battersea Power Station. A moment of personal significance for the Cabinet Minister.
I remember back in the days when I was Housing Minister 10 years ago, talking about this, the government making the commitment to the stations. It's the stations that have unlocked the entire investment. So it's very exciting to be here 10 years later, actually riding the train for the first time.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
You know the train's going out.
Naturally, Sadiq Khan was also on that train, and for him, the new stations represent a small part of a far bigger picture.
One of the really good things which this opening shows is how invested in transport, invested in infrastructure, can unlock regeneration projects. Just look at the Nine Elms regeneration project, the new Covent Garden Market, the US Embassy in Nine Elms. Look at Battersea Power Station. Look, there are many people over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years who thought this part of London would never be regenerated. Lo and behold, we're in the midst of the regeneration. We've already, during the construction phase, helped create 1,000 jobs, more than 49 apprentices. We're now seeing further jobs being created, more homes being created. The Apple HQ's going to come to this part of London. As a South Londoner, I'm incredibly proud.
The two new stations are on a spur that connects with the rest of the Northern Line at Kennington. The £1.1 billion project was underwritten by the government and funded by a loan from City Hall, with contributions from developers and Wandsworth and Lambeth councils. TfL Commissioner Andy Byford told us that during the train ride this morning, he pushed Grant Shapps for further investments in other projects like the Bakerloo Line extension, which is currently on hold.
This shows the power of investment in transit, which was a point I was happily and shamelessly making to the Secretary of State, that this development would not have happened without the Northern Line being punched through to Battersea and Nine Elms. So I was not very subtly making the point that there's plenty more where that came from. If we can just get a long-term deal for TfL, we can do more of this sort of thing and help transform communities and create jobs and homes.
TfL's current deal with the government runs out in December. The Tube's MD, Andy Lord, says they're looking for a long-term arrangement to bring stability.
We're in discussions with the DfT and Treasury about what the next arrangement would look like. We're very keen and have been very clear that we need a long-term funding deal so that we can continue to invest in transport for London continue to make the difference for London that we need. And of course, for major projects like this, which are all on hold, such as the Bakerloo Line Extension and Crossrail 2, you can just see by what we've created here the benefit it has to the city and therefore to the wider economy. And we'd really, really want to work with government to see how we can get a long-term funding arrangement agreed.
Well, we know that government's been incredibly generous. I think I'm right, I'm saying I'm up to £4.1 billion of generosity in order to make sure that we keep this underground system working and TfL running. Obviously we'll be speaking again towards the end of this year. So there's the whole sort of coronavirus recovery side of things. We've always been massive supporters. We believe in TfL. We think it's a good outfit. And actually, in many ways, we've been copying the style, some of the principles of TfL across the nation. So Great British Railways, in no small way, is designed around what we've seen work with TfL.
Crossrail will be the capital's next piece of transport infrastructure to open. It's scheduled for the first half of 2022. If you want to check out the extension yourself, all of the northern terminuses on the Northern Line will have trains running to and from Battersea Power Station. 6 trains per hour will run at peak time, increasing to 12 next year. For more on this story, go to standard.co.uk. Our City Hall editor, Ross Lydall, who did all of the interviews in this feature, has lots more coverage there. That's the Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.